This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine. It's 11:24. It's about 13 degrees. It's going to be a top of 14 today. But here in St Kilda, it's sunny and it's bright and it's nice. Paul, who's our guest?
Okay, so I'm very pleased to welcome our next guest into the studio from RMIT University, Head of Cultural and Public Engagement, Paula Toll, here to talk about the big anxiety. Welcome to Joy, Paula.
Thanks, Paul. It's nice to be here.
Great to have you in the studio.
Thanks, Todd.
Love your top, by the way.
Thank you. Yes, dressed up with my elephants today.
Yeah. Paula's wearing a beautiful blue top with lots of elephant trunks on there. It looks delightful.
Yes, I keep on forgetting that when you're on radio, you need to actually describe things because you can't see things.
Exactly.
So now, true. Tell us about this festival, The Big Anxiety.
So The Big Anxiety was founded in 2016 by Laureate Professor Jill Bennett at University of New South Wales. Mm-hmm. It's had a couple of live iterations in 2017 and 2019 in Sydney and earlier this year in Brisbane. So this is the first time it's coming to Melbourne, and the festival is a creative response to the real need to address mental health issues in our community and to kind of foreground that mental health is a community and cultural responsibility, not a medical or clinical issue. And RMIT partnered with UNSW to bring it to Melbourne, and I don't think there could be a better time in response not only to the Royal Commission into Mental Health, but with everything that we've all gone through over the past 2.5 years with the pandemic, as well as other forms of trauma in the community. Communities in the Dandenong Ranges suffering from storm trauma and things like that. So the festival runs for about a period of 3.5 weeks. We kicked off earlier this week, and there are performances and talks and exhibitions and virtual reality experiences. So I can tell you a bit about a few of those, but let me know what you'd like to know.
We'd love to.
It sounds fascinating.
I'm interested in understanding why RMIT is hosting this particular festival. And is that something that universities now do?
Well, RMIT, as head of cultural and public engagement, RMIT made the decision a few years ago to bring together all of our cultural assets under one banner so that we could maximize the impact through creative practice. And RMIT in particular is very grounded in working with industry and in working in creative practice to explore new ideas. So non-traditional ways of explaining and engaging with research.
Right.
And Dr. Renata Kokanovic is the co-director of the Big Anxiety Festival. And she is a leading mental health researcher at RMIT University. And her work explores borderline personality disorder, emergency room trauma. And my team, as curators and creative producers, have worked with her and with UNSW's Feel Lab, which is a team that Jill runs, to create virtual reality experiences that help to build empathy and for people to engage with and understand more about those types of trauma and about those diagnoses.
So when people attend the show, it's possible that perhaps some of the content might bring up some of their own trauma. How do you deal with that?
So there's a number of ways, and it's something that we think about and plan for really carefully. We have engaged with a program that Jill has developed for the festival in the past. It's called Don't Rush Home. And all of our staff and all of our volunteers are trained in this program, which helps them to have a conversation with people who might feel triggered or be having kind of a negative experience or just an overwhelming experience in response to some of the content. The content is expressed in a really engaging way to try to make it as safe and as approachable and as accessible as possible. And then the staff are there and there's messaging so that people know don't rush home. If you're feeling triggered, if you need support, if you just want to have a conversation, there's some great team there to help you.
Paula, so the festival's going to be going on for several weeks. Just give us a couple of the highlights of the program, because it does look extremely diverse.
It is. It's amazing. So I'll highlight today, because it's kicking off today, just this morning. Australian-American artist Anita Galesta has created this beautiful hand-drawn animations that have been created into projections. They're wow. going to be, from the 1st of October, they'll be on the big screen at Fed Square. But over the coming 7 days, from 11 to 2 each day, Anita is going to be running sessions in the atrium at Fed Square, who's one of our presenting partners, to take people through her animations, which have been created as a response to understanding the body's physical responses and wellness in response to grief and trauma. That's one really great one that you can check out straight away. We also have a speaker series that we're running in partnership with the Wheeler Center. So I'll give you a highlight from that. On Thursday, the 6th of October, photographer from the UK, Daniel Regan, musician and podcaster Honor Eastley and author Sally Hepworth are going to be in a conversation in a panel called Brainstorms, talking about how they use their creativity to develop their work in response to various forms of trauma and mental health experience. Yarra Ranges is one of our major partners as well, and there's a number of things happening out in the Yarra Ranges from later next week. There's an exhibition, Hard Place, Good Place, again, virtual reality installation created with Feel Lab, and seven young people who've been impacted by the storms in the Dandenongs, reflecting on their experience as a creative way for them to seek recovery from the trauma that they've experienced out in that area. There's beautiful exhibitions at RMIT Gallery, in both our Design Hub Gallery and RMIT Gallery, focused on what's called Archives of Feeling. And there's a number of installations in that. If you go to thebiganxiety.org, you can find all of this, because it is quite an extensive program.
Yes, you've got your own website, haven't you?
We do.
Yeah. I was going to also ask you, I mean, given that we're a queer radio station, you know, you'd expect a question about the interface with the queer community. Is there any queer content in your festival that you may know of?
I wouldn't say that there's any queer content that's overtly queer in what it's exploring, but there are, within the artists that are represented, a number of artists from the LGBTQI community.
Yeah, great.
And I, unfortunately, I'm a little unprepared, because I can't point you to exactly who those are. But I do know we work, particularly in RMIT Gallery, we've got a long history of working really closely with the queer community in our exhibitions.
Yeah. So it's queer inclusive, that's what you're
Absolutely.
Saying. Yeah, cool. And how long is this on for?
It is on until the 15th of October. 15th of October is going to be a really big day. One of the projects is called Takeover, and it's a number of series of performances that will culminate on the 15th at the State Library in the forecourt, up with dance and performance. And then that evening, we're actually really proud to have commissioned Honor Eastley to kind of create a live performance memoir from her critically acclaimed podcast series, No Feeling is Final. And that was something that we commissioned and will present at the Capitol Theatre on the evening of the 15th of October.
Wow, what an amazing range of content you have. Just flicking through your media release and your website, and it's all pretty amazing, I have to say.
Thank you.
I think it's staggering, the amount of diversity. I was going to say, some of it's been informed by research to get you to this point. Do you think you'll be able to use the collective experiences of the participants as a research tool as well, Paula?
Absolutely. There is a survey that we're taking so that we get real, deep, rich, meaningful content back from people that do attend events and participate. And the researchers in particular will draw on that to further expand how we understand how creative practice and creativity and exposure to and engagement with that helps people to find pathways to better well-being.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.